A bill to protect same-sex marriage is currently making its way through Congress. It's a direct response to last month's Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. That ruling raised concerns about the future of other landmark decisions that ushered in federal protections, including same-sex marriage. Now, a bill to make marriage equality federal law has passed in the House, but it faces the bigger challenge of passing in a Senate split evenly between Republicans and Democrats. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin is leading the charge to secure the 10 needed Republican votes to get through a filibuster and pass the bill. And she joins me now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Thank you for being on the program.
I'm delighted.
So this is not an easy task you've been charged with, Senator, in a chamber that frankly hasn't been able to agree on very much. You've been working to get the needed Republican support for the Respect for Marriage Act. Five Republican senators have signaled their support. How are you going with the last five that you need?
Well, the conversations are very hopeful, and I will say that a number of Republicans have privately agreed to support the bill, but not publicly. And so we don't want to bring it to the floor until we know that we can pass the legislation with the 60 requisite votes. All Democrats do support the measure. And so the effort to get at least 10 Republicans is ongoing.
Why the hesitance to say privately yes and publicly say nothing?
You know, I think it's hard for me to speak for everybody and their motivation, but I think there's some uncertainty among my Republican colleagues as to whether the bill actually will get to the floor and receive a vote. And so that leads to some hesitance to publicly declare one's stance.
Now, this seems like an issue that is less divisive than access to abortion. Why is that?
You know, I think that in the years since the Supreme Court made marriage equality the law of the land in the Obergefell decision, more and more of my colleagues have friends, family, coworkers, staff members who are married to a same-sex partner. And that really changes, I think, one's focus, even if years ago there was some hesitance to support marriage equality. It's now part of most people's everyday reality to know somebody who has married in order to provide legal protections for their family.
Now, last week you heard Republican Senator Marco Rubio tell a reporter that a vote to codify same-sex marriage was a, quote, waste of time, and you confronted him on that. But he's not the only Republican either staying silent, opposing the vote, or dismissing the vote as a waste of time since it's settled law, which obviously didn't stop the reversal of Roe v. Wade. How concerned are you that the Supreme Court would actually overturn the 2015 decision that legalized same-sex marriage?
Well, it's a different Supreme Court today than it was in 2015. And certainly I know so many who are very worried about the certainty of their marriage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, marriage confers with it rights and responsibilities that allow you to protect your family, to access your spouse, say, in the hospital, in a medical emergency. Without marriage, you're a legal stranger. With marriage, you have that access. And that's one of just hundreds of examples of what a marriage confers in terms of those rights and responsibilities. So I know that there's a high level of urgency to protect marriage and marriage equality.
Now, you're the first openly gay member elected to the Senate. How much does that come into play when you have these conversations with your Senate colleagues when you try to talk to them about this bill?
You know, there's an old adage that if you're not in the room, the conversation is about you. If you're in the room, the conversation is with you. Mm. And that makes all the difference. And so I'm experiencing that right now. People who might have said this is just a political issue understand that for somebody in the LGBTQ community, it's a personal matter.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, thank you for your time.
Thank you.